Recording.
Oh, are we recording?
Yep.
Okay, you'll have to wait. You'll have to give me like 2 seconds. Ow!
What
Fuck
was
me. That
that? I
hurt.
heard that beep.
Oh god, that hurts a lot.
What was that?
Can you still hear that? That was me watching a trailer really quick so I don't sound stupid.
Oh, please. I'm gonna sound stupid because I haven't like caught up with anything.
Oh my god, this looks really fucking good.
What? What is it?
Mirror's Edge 2? I still haven't seen the trailer. I'm watching it now.
Oh, good. Watch it. It's ow, ow.
I did not believe they were going to bring this franchise back at all.
Yeah, okay. No, we'll get to that when we get to the EA.
Okay. All right, cool. Wait, one more. I have to watch one more. Because I
Okay.
missed this one too.
Which one?
Frostbite 3, Plants vs. Zombies, Garden
Oh my
Warfare.
God! Yes! Watch it, please!
Because it totally looks like
My
a Battlefield trailer.
Oh
But I
my
guess that's the humor in it.
Just watch it. This is live reactions of Antonio watching a trailer that he missed.
That is pretty fucking golden.
Oh, you should have seen they did a demo after that, but I'll talk about that later.
This is really a shooter. Oh my god. All right, we should probably start recording.
Okay. Hey, man, what
I'm
the heck?
now I'm a little happy. Wait a minute. Did they tease? Okay. Did they tease Star Wars Battlefront?
Yes, they did.
Oh my fucking god! I'm all right. I'm gonna have to rewatch this entire fucking EA conference.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my god! I can't believe I missed that.
Yep. It was only like a 10-second tease or something.
Yeah, I. Like, by the time you finished or you started that, I finished watching it.
Yep.
Oh my god, and everybody just started cheering.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We're like, wah!
Okay, so we should probably start actually recording.
Oh,
Actually.
I'm still recording, so
Oh. You know what? I didn't catch that the first time. All right, well then.
we're recording. I recorded this whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, so. What's going on, guys? We're not dead.
Woo!
My name is Antonio, and with me is my wonderful co-host Megan.
Who's eating bread? I think
And
I
we
just dropped
are.
some breadcrumbs down my bra.
This is the first recording that we've done in a year, I believe.
About.
About a year, because I think the last audio one that we had was
Actually, E3.
E3 of last year, yeah. So.
Score.
First off, sorry about the long delay. Things have been gotten busy and life sucks. So it's funny because this is the E3 that we were supposed to be at.
I know! Oh my God!
So we kind of failed on that aspect. We'll make it again someday.
We'll get there, God damn it.
Damn right. But we're gonna bring you the E3 stuff. And Megan's gonna be actually walking me through a little bit of it because I wasn't able to take notes for a good little bit of stuff due to things that I had planned earlier in the day, or not planned, things that I had to do early in the day.
You know, like that monetary position thing that people go to.
Yeah, I mean that really kind of sucks.
Was it the store of the stopping in the games?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how I feel right now. But anywho.
Yes, so here we are. It is 12:30 a.m.
Yay.
Tuesday. Eastern time, I should say, because the when I was looking up the schedule for E3 this morning, I was totally thrown off when it said 9:30 a.m. and I'm looking and it's almost 11, and I'm going, "Damn, Pacific time!" It's like, damn you, California. I love you, California. Really, I do. And it's just your time
your
zones
time
be
blows.
Damned.
Get on everybody else's level.
I know, right?
That's how that goes.
But anyway, so yes, actually, it's about 12 hours since the first press conference, which was Xbox, Microsoft, whatever. Excuse me. Totally podcast professional. So I took notes. I got my college style notes, which literally, if I was started to read, I go Xbox, and then they just open right away into searching for words. Open into, like, it's almost like a demo. I couldn't tell. It was kind of like a demo, but it was like a trailer too. Don't know.
Oh boy.
Well, then I just put, I go, Afghanistan, horses, legend, Metal Gear Solid, open
oh,
world.
Okay, alright, so we're starting at the beginning. Alright,
yes.
So, the beginning of Microsoft's console is ridiculously huge because it's Metal Gear Solid 5. And for those of you who kind of keep up with Metal Gear, this was a freaking awesome way to start off Microsoft's conference, because at one point in time, Kojima actually said that Metal Gear Solid 5 will never come to Xbox console because they don't really care. So Microsoft really had to shell out a lot of money to convince Kojima, say, hey, you're going to bring your game to our system, right?
Oh, and to make it better, after they played the trailer, Kojima came out.
Yeah.
For like a minute, but they're all like, no, we got your game. We shelled out the money. Your ass is coming out on stage.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Yep. I don't know how I feel.
Well, apparently I read this little thing before literally 30 seconds before the conference started. Kiefer Sutherland is now the new voice of Solid Snake.
Now, I did hear that. I did hear about that, and I feel like that's okay.
Okay.
I feel like David Hayter really kind of... I don't want to say he didn't. He definitely didn't wear his welcome, but he definitely... It's time for a new Snake. And that trailer, by the way, looked really fucking awesome.
I know.
It looked really fucking awesome.
The graphics were pretty amazing.
Yes, it was. I'm trying to, from here on in, guys, I'm piecing everything together from pretty much brain memory. But Afghanistan, Revolver, Ocelot, hiding with a horse, open world Metal Gear.
Yeah, it was open world. It's got real time weather and a realistic passage of time.
Right. It was really, really, really good.
It kind of was. I don't even, like, me personally, I don't play the series. I don't necessarily love it. But I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
I did put in there, I have a note that says epic song. I want the song from that trailer. I don't know what it was, but I'm going to find out.
Ah, yeah. That was a... I wish I could remember what the hell it was called, but it's a... They had the title of it at the end of the Metal Gear trailer, and I meant to write it down.
Oh, well, I can just rewatch it or look it up or something.
Yep. Yeah,
the internet will help. It was an epic song.
Okay, so what was next?
They then went on to say that they have 13 exclusive Xbox One games.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still going to be... Oh, then he was all like, we're going to focus right now on the 360 games.
Right.
The new console update to fit in with Xbox One? I didn't understand what that... I don't understand my nose right now. But they kind of talked about Xbox One just a little. Not a lot.
just a little lot?
Just a little. Your gold membership will carry over to Xbox One.
Right, and that's cool.
Yes, I did like that. Bravo. And then starting July 1st, I liked this. Gold members will get 2 free game downloads per month until the Xbox One release.
And see, it's kind of weird that comes up, because Sony has been doing that for 2 years now.
Really?
Yes. They have something called PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I know that.
And you could get free games that are, some of them are pretty current and relevant.
Well, yeah, because the 2 games that they mentioned that you could download that apparently they just added or whatever was Assassin's Creed 2 and right. Halo 3.
And I'm sitting here like, those games are so ridiculously amounts of old.
I know.
I have
100% achievement gamer score in Assassin's Creed 2. I don't need to download it.
I mean, that seems kind of pointless. And then they were like, hey, until the Xbox One comes out, we're going to have we're going to give away like 2 free games every month. But what's the point of you doing that so late in the game when these Xbox 360 games that you're giving us aren't going to be able to be played on the Xbox One?
It's not backwards compatible?
No, it is not. They've confirmed that none of the games that you have right now are going to be backwards compatible with the 360. Which, now that I think about it, let me go ahead and bring up a point for a bunch of our listeners. Megan's been kind of out of the loop when it comes to
anything.
For gaming. So she didn't watch any of the pre-press conferences.
And that was kind of when I found out about some of them. I actually made it a point at one point to not watch them because I kind of remembered E3 was coming up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I'm already under the media barack right now. Might as well just keep on going and have Tony fill me in later.
He's like, oh yeah, that really happened? Yeah, that really happened.
There are a couple things I was looking up. Like, there was the whole controversy about the, in the Xbox One, the Kinect camera never actually turning off. They denied that. They said it will turn off.
Right.
So, like, they won't be watching you while you sleep.
Well, I'm kind of weird about it.
I'm not thrilled with the Xbox One. I think, like, I'm thrilled with the specs. You know, it's going to be like a powered PC. But I like that it comes bundled with Kinect already, so you have to buy it separately. And I don't know, there's some things I like. I do not like that I heard about before the press conference. That the games, if you have a game and you want to give it to your friend, they can't give it back to you or give it to someone else to play. You get to share it once, that's it. And it's not even sharing, it's like, hey, I'm giving you this game to play. I hope I never want to play it again or else I'm going to buy it again.
Right.
They didn't talk about it. I don't know all of their ways that the Xbox One is going to handle quote-unquote used games. But I don't like it.
From what I've gathered, it is bad juju for everyone.
Yeah.
If you want to play used games, you're in trouble.
I mean, I heard from, it was a pre-Microsoft show, and I heard it, and then I was kind of like, holy shit. This is basically, if they do this, and if like third-party publishers and developers kind of jump on board with this used game thing, this is literally going to pretty much put out of business the locally owned game shops.
Yes.
And I think unless the publishers and distributors strike up deals, like with GameStop and everything like that, it's going to seriously hurt them. Because that's where, I'm going to go on a limb, that's where most of their money comes in, is from the buying and selling of used games.
Yep.
I mean, that has to be at least like 75% maybe of, you know, profits.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like what Xbox is doing. I can understand where they're coming from a little bit. Like, excuse me. Like, kind of trying to dissuade pirating or people just getting games and not paying for them, whatever. But I didn't know, and I don't think it is, I didn't know that apparently used games was hurting the industry that much.
Right. It's all about somebody getting just a little bit more money.
Someone being greedy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't agree with that stance on the used games and everything and how they're going to handle that. And I'm kind of jumping ahead a little. They mentioned this later, but like, you'll be able to share your games with up to 10 family members that are using the same console.
Right.
And I'm going, wait, why should it matter if you, you know, you have the access to share it with 10 people? I'm sorry, if I have an account on that console, or like I have a friend who has a profile on my Xbox. She doesn't play it often, but that means she can come over and play whatever game that I have at any time.
Right.
I don't want to have to go in and be like, okay, I'm giving you special permission to play any game that I have, even though you didn't buy it, and you're playing on my console because you don't have your own.
Yep.
I don't like that either.
I feel like... Well, I'll tell you what. Let's keep going with these games, and then we'll talk about what they did do and what they should have done and what they didn't do.
Okay. Next, they announced, which I was actually pretty excited about this, they're bringing the MMO World of Tanks.
That is cool, because I have played World of Tanks, and it is massive amounts of fun.
I played it a while ago before it got big. Like, I heard it from someone at my former job. He was saying he played it, and so I jumped on before it got big, before anyone knew about it. And mm-hmm. then suddenly I'm hearing about it everywhere, and I was like, I play that!
It's so cool.
I know.
I'm interested, and it's a free to play game. I'm definitely
with gold down. Membership.
Well, yeah, but I think most of us have gold membership. Most of us, knock on wood.
Yeah, but I was pretty excited. It was, you know, they kind of custom built it up for the Xbox console.
Yep.
To work with the controls and everything, and I saw some of the graphics kind of compared to what I played with before on right. like the PC, and it looks really awesome. I like the 15-on-15 team warfare coming out this summer.
Right.
Really excited about that.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes. I'm looking forward to it. Up next was it Dark Souls?
No.
Which one's next?
Max, The Curse of Brotherhood.
Yeah. It looks very cartoony, very fun, and I'm it looks like it has Kinect enabled things, and at the second that I saw anything remotely looking like it was Kinect enabled, I just kind of tuned it out.
Me too, a little.
Yeah.
I kind of noted that it reminded me right at the beginning of Labyrinth,
where
he found this spell because he hated his little brother. He was all like, you know, I'm just waiting for David Bowie to pop out.
Oh my god, no.
In I'm sorry, he pulled off spandex in that movie.
Jesus.
Anyway, but I was just waiting for David Bowie. I'm like, and then just, they need to throw in there somewhere, you remind me of the babe. What babe? The babe with the bar. What babe?
Anywho.
Then it was Dark Souls 2.
Which a lot of people are going to get very upset about.
Uh-oh.
Because that game... They're going to... Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a honest confession.
Okay.
I did not like Dark Souls as much as I liked the original. Demon Souls is a PS3 exclusive. And when Dark Souls came out, it was hard, but it was nowhere near as hard as Demon's Souls. It felt like they kind of dumbed it down a bit for everybody to play. And I don't mind games like that, but I felt like I want them to bring back the difficulty for Demon's Souls with the usability of Dark Souls. So, okay. But it looks awesome. I mean, people are going to die, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah. I wrote down it was the gameplay and the style and the look of it reminded me both of kind of Skyrim and Dante's Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Both of which I immensely enjoyed.
I did enjoy Dante's Inferno.
Yeah. I did note that there was, in the trailer, one of the bosses had, like, I'm not sure if it's, I can't remember if it was the boss or the character now. He had a shield that was a mirror, and he managed to trap them in the mirror, and then he break the mirror, and I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I did like that. I enjoyed that part.
Now, help me out, there was, because I saw Dark Souls 2, and I'm still thinking it, there was a game that came out, I believe, last year, not too long ago. It was another 2. And the color scheme was purple and white, and it was about death.
You're talking about Darksiders 2.
Yes! Okay, never mind. They kind of sound similar.
Kind of.
They got dark, and then they both start with S.
Grasping for straws, are we, Megan?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So anyway,
what was next?
Then we jumped into, there were a bunch of the Xbox One exclusives.
Okay, here we go. I'm pretty sure the first one was Rise.
Yes. Right?
Okay. Rise, Son of Rome. They showed this game 2 years ago, I believe. Was it really? 2 years ago?
I don't remember. I don't remember at all. Because I don't have that in my notes. I went, new franchise. I was like, period of history game. Yay, because we don't have a lot of those or anything. And then, as, like, the trailer's playing, I can see, like, you know, all the, like, statues and everything. And I was like, ancient times? Rome? And then I said something. I was like, art history skills for the win! Because I correctly identified Rome. I literally, it's in my note. It goes, art history skills.
So, they... they bring it out, and it's essentially... I'm not going to lie to you. I was impressed the first 2 minutes of this trailer. Or the 2 minutes of the gameplay. Because they showed the trailer, and then they brought out the gameplay.
Right.
And I was impressed for the first 2 minutes, and then I was bored the rest of it.
Yup!
And it just... Because I was like, holy crap, he just stabbed that dude in the neck. But he did it
eight more times.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't look like it was any different from any of it. And it just looked like it was going to be...
And they're all QuickTime events.
Right, and I was... Ugh, God, that just was horrible. Horrible.
It looked
and
like most of the fighting was QuickTime. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, I enjoy some QuickTime events with my bosses.
All right, but it just looked like... Block... stab, wait for quick time, block, stab, wait for quick time. And it really didn't vibe well with me. It didn't vibe well with me at all.
No, everything just, especially the battle, it just repeated.
Right.
There's a bunch of repeats, like they kind of got bored with the code at that point. I noted it kind of looked like a God of War mixed with Assassin's Creed style.
Yeah, I agree.
I liked the battle formation when they were headed towards the tower to block the archers. Mm-hmm. Reminded me of that, like, the scene from 300, where they like, made the bubble with the shields.
Yeah, it's starting to get to the point now where every, like, ancient game is starting to do scenes like that.
I know.
It's weird.
They're going to start playing it out, and, I mean, the movie totally still holds up.
Yeah.
I just watched it the other day, and I was like, yes, totally did not know that Michael Fassbender was in that movie. And I was like, what?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So, overall, we were just unimpressed.
Yeah, and it's going to come out at launch with the Xbox One.
Right, which means that, well, we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
What was next?
Killer Instinct.
Oh, my God.
I will let you take this over.
Okay, sorry. So, true story. All right, I'm not going to say where I work, but we were streaming it on the big TV at work while I had a chance to look at it. I had four customers in the store, and the first thing I hear is, coming to your console, or coming to your home in 2013 only for Xbox. And I turn around, and no lie, the first thing I said is, no fucking way. And there it is, in gigantic green, is the symbol for Killer Instinct.
Here's the thing, I didn't know what it was, because I've never played a Killer Instinct.
And you know what, but that's, under normal circumstances, I'd be like, Megan, are you serious? But that's okay, because not a whole lot of people have. It was, it came out in the arcades, and it was ported to the Super Nintendo on when it was like on its last legs.
Okay, that explains it, because I didn't have a lot of games for Super Nintendo.
Right. I mean, it was the only game that ever came out on a black cartridge.
Ooh.
So you know when you see it. And it was a fantastically... Killer Instinct did some things when it first came out that fighting games do today. And it was huge. It was massive. I mean, I loved it. It was the thing that was... It was either you played Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, King of Fighters, or Killer Instinct.
Okay. I played the Mortal Kombat.
I mean, I think I played Mortal Kombat too. But Killer Instinct was cool because it had a chick that would flash her tits as a fatality. So I was like, win.
Was that, that was also the one they did it later in the conference, but he brought out the game stick to play the demo?
Yeah, they brought that out later.
That was pretty awesome, though.
So, I guess I'm going to take hold of this one because I'm a fighting game fan.
Yeah.
This one was probably one of my favorite reveals out of the whole night. But then again, I'm biased.
Okay, yeah.
To give you guys some type of perspective, it's been 18 years.
Holy shit.
It's been 18 years since Killer Instinct 1.
I said, now you said, you texted me and I saw it on Facebook too. Killer Instinct 3.
Right.
I didn't see the 3 in the title, so I didn't know it was a 3 until you said something.
Well, I'm sitting here, they're not saying Killer Instinct 3, but it's the third alliteration of it.
Okay.
So I just naturally assumed it was Killer Instinct 3.
Well, you weren't the only one. I saw a couple other people say Killer Instinct 3, like on blog posts and stuff. Mm.
But now, it just might be a reboot.
It might be. I think it is, but you can still call it Killer Instinct 3 for a while.
Yeah. I personal opinion on this brand new Killer Instinct, because it needs to be said. It needs to be said. It does look a lot like Street Fighter, and that is a concern. It also looks like it's done by the same people who did Bomberman Ground Zero, and other really, really, really shitty games.
Oh.
So it really kind of hurts my soul to see that it's being done. But then the game in itself as a fighting game looks so good. And for those of you who have never played Killer Instinct, if you go back and listen to the trailer, they have a soundbite that screams out Ultra Combo. This was a huge fucking thing because between Ultra Combo and Combo Breaker came from Killer Instinct. And you heard both of them during the E3 conference. And I'm really hoping that it's going to stay true to form. Personally, it's like I said, it was one of my favorite reveals, even though it was like a 30-second clip. It made me hype as a fan to know that they were bringing back something that old, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel. I'm going to stop harping on about it, because I'll harp on about Killer Instinct all day. But that's just me. I really like the way that it looked. I really can't say anything else about it because, like I said, it was but one thing that really did kind of irk me, it came on right after, was it World of Tanks?
No, Rise.
It came on right after Rise. Like, there was nobody came out for it. They just kind of went for it and just you're kind of like feeling after Rise. You're like, oh, okay, what's this trailer? Holy shit, it's a Killer Instinct. They didn't say shit about it.
Yeah, and like and they really didn't. They hardly didn't say a lot after it because I literally only have three things coming out in 2013. It's fighting game because I didn't see a title, and I just went fighting game and then Killer Instinct.
Right, and then you look at your text message. And you're like, oh, it must be a good one.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Tony is now that Tony's finished changing his pants. It's but okay. So what was the next one?
Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, that game looks sick.
I want to play that.
That game looks sick, and it's made by the same guys who did Insomniac, or it's made by Insomniac Games, same guys who do Ratchet and Clank. Now, the big thing about this game is that Insomniac Games just came out with a game called Fuse. And for some of you guys who listened to E3 2011, knew that me and Megan were really hyped up about Fuse, but it was called by something different. It was called Overstrike.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one, Megan?
I remember Overstrike, yeah.
Right, and they changed it completely. It's nowhere near the same. And it kind of got out to some mediocre reviews because they took away all the fun from it.
Yeah, I remember that one not being all that huge. Right. After it came out.
Now, Sunset Overdrive looks like they took all the fun from Fuse and put it in this. Because this looks wild and wacky and shit's blowing up. And
I mean, it's an open world shooter, but it's colorful and it's kind of cartoony. And I mean, I was like, someone has a vinyl record shooter for a gun.
Yeah.
He put, like, a can of orange pop in his gun, and suddenly it's all electrified.
It looked really, 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 really good.
I, like, they also talked about the players. It's like, they said it was a living world game. So the players will be able to make stuff and kind of vote stuff from, forums and stuff like that, and it will add that into the world, so it's a constantly changing game.
Right.
I liked that,
and I'm okay with that, and I think a lot more games need to start doing that.
I think from what I saw, there were a couple games that were gonna pull on that too.
Right,
because it's something I'm gonna bring up forever. Everyone kept saying they're using the cloud gaming. They're using cloud drives to make all these changes and everything, but it's all, everything is cloud. I get sick of hearing the word cloud. You can make a drinking game with the word cloud and E3 and be drunk in 20 minutes.
You'd have alcohol poisoning.
I mean, I didn't even get alcohol poisoning from the absurd rules we had for the Avengers drinking game.
Yeah, we don't talk about that one.
For anyone wants to know, here's the short of it. Avengers, over 2 hours long. I was tipsy the first 20 minutes. Drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade. Because I knew it was going to be absurd, so I'm like, oh, let's just pull out the tequila for the shots, because there aren't going to be many shots. Oh, God. Don't do it for the double shots. Anyway.
Good job.
Yes. First time getting drunk to the Avengers. Tony Stark would be proud.
Anyway. Alright, so what we got?
Next was... Okay. I had the term that was coined last year at the Ubisoft press conference. It was brought back again. I had Girlwood at this next game.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because I am a fan of beautiful, sexy supercars. And they showed a McLaren.
Oh my God.
It was the McLaren P1 for Forza Motorsports 5. And I literally have in my notes, all capital letters, oh my God, beautiful car, holy shit, I want.
Drivatar.
Oh God! Drivatar. Oh God.
Drivatar.
Yes, they have the Drivatar. Which kind of leads in with kind of like what we said with the Living World game. It He said it's not an AI, it's a learning agent. It's a learning AI, basically.
Whatever.
I know. But it learns from how you drive in races. And then how he said it, I wasn't quite sure about this. But while you're out, work, school, shopping, whatever, your drive-a-tar still races against other people around the world. So it's like AI.
It's Skynet.
Oh my god, it is!
Skynet. That's exactly, I told everybody from the get-go last year when they were talking about the Kinect, and I was like, oh, so the Kinect is essentially Skynet. Nobody believed me, but you guys see it now. This motherfucker freaking thing is Skynet all day.
Because he said it's capturing details. Oh, that was of the car and the graphics, was capturing all the little details, which also made me kind of go, oh my god, they brought out the real McLaren P1. There were only two of those cars in existence, and one of them was in Los Angeles.
Oh my god. So there was a lot of driving games, and that was just the kickstart to everything else that we'll show you.
I like the Forza games.
So I think after that is one that everybody should know, I think.
Well, Minecraft?
Yeah, okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah, so it's just basically what they said, and big shout out, huge fans to Hat Films, who make all the trailers and everything for the Minecraft. They work directly with Mojang. They made that, huge fans. They're pretty funny guys. Anyway, it was just basically a video saying bigger maps, more multiplayer. It's just Minecraft, the Xbox One edition.
Right. It's Minecraft. That's all it is. It's Minecraft.
I think what they'll do, because I watched some other Let's Plays that still deal with Minecraft. I mean, they do stupid shit, so it's really funny. They do Minecraft exclusively on the 360. I think what they're going to do is start, because they're done doing updates for it, for the 360. So what they'll do with the next Xbox One edition is they'll just bring everything that they have from the PC edition into it. So that's what makes it bigger maps and more multiplayer. You're just going to get, this is what I'm assuming, you're going to get the full experience that PC players have with Minecraft. Mm-hmm. And that was literally a 2-minute video. Not even 2 minutes.
Yeah, not even. It was just pretty much saying, hey guys.
Yeah, we're shipping it over to the Xbox One.
Notch wants you to be able to play Minecraft on every goddamn thing.
Not gonna lie, I did just join a new server, so it's still fun. It's still relevant.
Jesus, I mean, there's nothing except Sony, which is weird, because you would think Minecraft would be on PlayStation 4.
You would think, except Mojang signed an exclusive contract with Microsoft.
You wait until that thing is over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, Sony will totally jump on that. I mean, it was like the Apple iPhone with AT&T. As soon as that contracted up, everyone, Verizon the first, was like, ours! That's going to be Sony. They're going to be waiting. They're waiting outside Mojang's door right now, going, no, no, we're cool. Just, we got some muffins here. We're going to wait until this contract's out.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch. You can get more sales on the PS4, which is something we'll go into when we hit the Sony.
Exactly. We're going to wait for that one a second.
Then it was Quantum Break.
And Quantum Break looks fucking fantastic.
It does. Now, he was talking about, I kind of spaced out for about 10 seconds, and apparently that was enough. He was talking about the gaming and TV interplay, like they did with
Alan Wake and Max Payne.
No, no, no.
Like Defiance?
Yes.
Ew.
Now, I'm not sure if he was talking about Defiance or if he was talking about Quantum Break, but I don't think they're making a TV show, Quantum Break.
I think what they're doing is they're trying to make it like it's its own. I don't know. Have you ever played any of the Alan Wake Max Payne games?
No, but I've seen gameplay of Alan Wake.
Okay, you know they're pretty much done like episodes.
Yes.
Like TV shows. That's what they're meaning.
Okay, I wasn't sure because he was saying, like, when you play the game, it can affect the TV series, like the TV episodes. But I'm assuming it's probably, so it's talking about, like, the Alan Wake Max Payne thing.
He kind of phrased it stupid.
He did. Because I'm going, okay, well, if you've got any kind of TV series, live action or computer animated or whatever, you kind of can't change things on the fly that fast. So, but yeah, no, it did look incredibly awesome. I mean, for anyone who hasn't heard, because I haven't heard of, like, most of these games. They said the main character, he survived a failed science experiment that broke time. And it's like time just kind of freezes and stutters, and they walk into this one room and there was an explosion, so they pull this girl out. And when he touches people who are frozen, they unfreeze, so he can talk to them, but he can't let go of them while time is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I like... Remedy has always done a really good job about story.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a really good job about making me want that game.
Yeah, they did.
They did a really good job of making me want it.
Story can be a huge seller with games 80% of the time.
Right. And I mean, I'm looking forward to it. And I think that could be a really big system game for it, as long as it's done really, really well. I mean, it could be the Alan Wake of the system, which is not a fantastic thing to say, but it's not a bad thing either.
I feel like Alan Wake was kind of like Okami, where it was underestimated.
Right. And a game like that really shouldn't be a console exclusive.
Yeah. I am kind of sad that it is.
Yeah, sure.
But so the next was D4, which was literally just a video.
That looks so dumb. It's ridiculous.
It's an episodic murder mystery, and I noted that it looked like it was in the style of Catherine.
Yeah.
The art style.
No, I'm totally good.
Pass.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't even really know what else to say to that. It looks dumb.
It was literally just a video. That was it. We got no information about it, really. So.
Hmm.
But then, I was kind of excited about this next one.
Okay.
It looked really fun. Project Spark.
Project Spark is Little Big Planet for the
Xbox.
Xbox 360.
Yes.
And I'm going to plug in my laptop, so give me a second.
Okay.
Ah!
No to self, edit.
Edit, shmedit. They get it raw.
Screw it, we'll do it live!
We'll do it live! Jesus.
Tap dancing Christ?
Yeah. It looked cool.
It was totally there. I think the one thing that might set it apart, because I played Little Big Planet literally once for like maybe an hour and a half with a friend. The one thing that kind of set it apart was that they gave a rock a brain and they made it into a pet rock.
Right.
And that's like, that was stuff the players can create stuff like that, and you can download it, or you can create your own stuff to give certain things, rocks, people, whatever, different things to do. So, I mean, I looked at it like a Little Big Planet. You're creating your own game, and from the video they showed afterwards, looked really cool. Like, they made all kinds of things. Excuse me. They made, like, old classic games, like I saw, like, Space Invaders. They had some music games. I swear I saw a piano in there. You know, like, fantasy RPGs, space games, you know, anything, I go, looks pretty cool. This is one of my notes.
I think it's going to be something for everybody who wants a Little Big Planet or wants something to create. I really like the fact that it really just kind of seemed like it in 15, like not even 15 minutes. It took about 5 minutes for them to build this world and get it done. And it was multiplayer. Yeah. And that was cool.
Yeah, like they already had terrain. They built a little moat and everything. And then they built a village. And then suddenly, oh, look, we've got some pissed off goblins attacking.
Right.
And it was. It was like not even 5 minutes. Oh, they're using smart glass. Everyone's using smart glass.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have it on my phone, and I didn't know what it was. That I was like, oh, it's smart glass, blah, blah, blah. And somehow I managed to connect it to my Xbox one day, and I look, and basically it was, like, it made me lazier. It made me not want to sit up and grab my controller.
Yep. Well, that's how they get you.
I mean, I was watching a YouTube video, and I was like, oh, I'll just hit the A. Oh, wait, my controller died from inactivity. I guess I'll just pull out my phone instead of holding down the button. I rolled my eyes, but you couldn't see it. But anyway, yeah, they're using smart glass to, like, personalize stuff. I don't know. It looked pretty cool. But like you said, it's the Little Big Planet for the Xbox, which I think they've needed to compete with Little Big Planet, but I liked it.
I think it's all right.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much like, that's all right, it's cool.
Yeah,
so what's next?
What do I have? I have Xbox One, and then I have Live. I don't know why I put Live in there.
Live! We're going to do it live.
Let me see. Oh, this is just... they're focusing on what you're going to be able to do with the Xbox One. Like, with Xbox Live. Smart Glass. They're going to do a lot more with Smart Glass. Then there's Smart Match, which will match you in multiplayer games. I guess they wanted a fancy name for it. You can use your smart glass on your phone to start a single player game. And you can kind of look at the level that you're on. Like, they use the example where the chick was playing Rise, and she was able to look at the level that she was on, and she saw a friend was playing it, and you can compare your stats. And then while you're playing a game on the Xbox One, you can record your gameplay. You can get tips from your smart glass. And then you can play a game while... You can play a single player game while you're waiting for a match in multiplayer from a different game. And then when that comes on, you can just switch right over. And then the game is recorded with their DVR, their upload studio or whatever. And then you can make a commentary with Kinect. And my little note after that is... Oh my fucking god, shit ton of more Let's Plays on YouTube.
I was thinking about the same thing, and I was like, well, one thing is going to be for sure, there's going to be more garbage out there now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. And then it's gonna get worse too, because you can broadcast on Twitch live while you're playing.
God.
Which, when they said Twitch, I went, shit, they really went out. Because Twitch is the most popular one now for gaming.
Right.
I was like, they must have shelled out some cash for that partnership. they're taking away the friends limit.
Oh, no.
I know. Which really only applies to... like Let's Players and commentators on YouTube and everything. I mean, like the people on Rooster Teeth too. I've noticed they're all like, I don't accept friends because I have a friends limit. And, you know, it applies to people like that who actually know people and will play with people but can't add them to their friends list. Or, like, if they make new friends, they're going, well, I can't add you to my friends list because I already have 100. But, you know, really, that's not a big deal. The getting rid of the friends limit.
Right.
This one, they're getting rid of the Microsoft points.
Hooray, which was dumb to begin with.
Yeah, so everything's going to be real money in your local currency.
Money, 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 money.
Yeah, that's pretty much all it was. So then they talked about Crimson Dragon.
With no sound.
Yes. That's what I have there. I go, music slip up, no music, lots of audience sound.
Yeah, I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. There was no sound. It was, I mean, it's from the people who made Panzer Dragoon and Phantom Dust.
Right, which I'm hoping it's not a Kinect title.
I mean, that's all I pulled away from the soundless trailer.
It's pretty cool. There's been a trailer that was, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, next was Dead Rising 3.
Oh my god. Okay. let me speak my hands about this one.
Okay.
I like Dead Rising. I love Dead Rising. I love Dead Rising.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Dead Rising anymore.
Nope.
It kind of took away... The one thing that made Dead Rising stand out from everybody else was that it was goofy. It was goofy, it was dumb, and it didn't make any sort of sense, and I loved it.
Especially Dead Rising 2. The second, there was another Dead Rising 2, like with the guy who took the pictures and everything.
Off the record.
Yes, that one. I mean, that was like, it had a story, but it was still goofy as shit because they were making zombies fight in a boxing match.
Yeah. I mean, and the trailer that they showed, while it looked really, really brown, it looked good, but it just...
It wasn't Dead Rising.
Yeah, it lacked that. It was like,
it was another zombie shooter.
Yeah, and I'm just, that's not cool anymore. I'm tired of those.
No, they said with this one, there's gonna be an open world with no load times. Anything's a weapon. When you move, zombies are attracted to it, and they go ways to distract. And I'm going like Left 4 Dead. And then there's this, you can use your smart glass again to help you. Like, they used it to call in artillery support when there was no way in hell you were going to make it through this zombie crowd. Now I'm just going, okay, so say you don't have a tablet because tablets are fucking expensive.
Right.
Say you don't have a smartphone because, again, smartphones are fucking expensive. Right. Say you don't have anything to do smart glass on. You know, at some point you're going to be fucked. It's like, yeah. It's kind of like, it's like games where I encountered this in Mass Effect 3 when I was playing recently. If you want to get a better score and have more people survive and everything, you need to go play multiplayer. Well, what if you can't play multiplayer?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, and it's like Facebook games too. You know, just stupid things to waste time. Well, no, you can't. You either have a ton of friends who are also playing or spend money to do it to get past some points, or else you're going to be stuck. I hate that. Don't make things where it's not going to be something that you're 100% sure or even 90% sure that someone's going to have that you need to get through a game. It's going to make people pissed, frustrated, and you're going to lose people.
Yep.
Can't stand that.
So, Dead Rising 3, well, it looked good, and it is an Xbox 360 exclusive. It just, it kind of took away the feel for the game, and I was kind of like,
yeah.
So.
Then the next one is near and dear to my heart. The Witcher 3.
3? Okay. Witcher 3 looks really, really good. Really, really good. Yes. I have one problem with it.
What?
It's open world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like that?
Why are you trying to be like Skyrim?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I guess it really bugged me because they made it a point, and this was like another keyword for all the conferences.
For all of E3 was open world.
Open world. Open world, open world, open world. God damn it. Sometimes I don't want an open world because sometimes it's stupid to have an open world.
Yeah.
It works well, good for some, better for others. Skyrim, honestly, could do open world.
Because it was Skyrim.
Which I don't think Witcher 3 would vibe well in an open world environment. I think it was open enough as it was.
Yeah, it was like a partial, you know, Witcher 2 was like partially open world. Mm-hmm. You had your limits. You could go out and explore. Maybe in some parts, in some areas you were in, it could have been a little more open world.
Right.
But I don't see it benefiting as much from having a completely open world.
Right. I feel like it is hurting. I feel like it's hurting them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I'm looking at all my other notes. I think that's the only thing going against it.
Right.
They're not making it a Kinect game, but they are incorporating the optional voice commands. So while you're playing, like you're fighting, you can use it for casting and switching your weapons, which is really good because when I was playing The Witcher 2, that would get a little annoying where, you know, you have two swords. It goes with the story. You have two different swords that you have to use for fighting humans and then fighting monsters, and you have to switch. And then if you're going to cast any spells, you had to do this and do that. And it kind of got frustrating, and you spent more time in the menus than you did in the game at some point.
Right.
So I do like the optional voice commands. They are also using smart glass for UI, but it's like to check your inventory.
Right.
And that's okay because, you know, you'll still be able to access your inventory on screen and in the game and everything. So this is just a little extra to throw in there. So that is an acceptable use of smart glass.
Eh, you can still blow me.
I'm really excited for The Witcher 3, especially since not too long ago I bought the two Witcher books that the games are based off of, and I've read the first one, so I really understand the story a whole lot better now. Well, I mean, the books are basically just a bunch of short stories put into one, so.
Right.
Two books, but, yeah, so. But I am really, really excited for that myself. I'm pretty sure that one's going to be on PS4, too, also, right?
They said it's coming for next-gen consoles.
Okay, so I thought I read it might come to 360, too, but I know it's going to be Xbox One, PC, and PS4.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. So then after that was Battlefield 4.
I'm actually really not impressed with Battlefield. which is crazy because I've always said that Battlefield 4 was going to blow Call of Duty out of the water, which is something else I wanted to quickly go ahead and discuss, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil it for anybody here. Have you noticed?
Wait. Spoiler. Go on.
That there was no Call of Duty at either of these conferences.
Yes.
No Call of Duty, which is wild.
Crazy.
Now, they had an E3 All Access yesterday. Mm-hmm. But for them not to be on the main stage of E3, that's a sign of the times, man. Sign of the times. Call of Duty is not as big as a name as it was. But as I digress, Battlefield 4, I was watching it and I saw the Angry Sea. I think that was the Angry Sea demo.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Angry Sea demo. Okay. So, I thought it was cool how that whole entire building like kind of collapsed, but I was like,
Wait.
I'm thinking. Was that the EA?
Yeah.
One? Okay. Whoops. Yeah. All right.
This one was, they had sound issues, and then they had the hecklers.
Is this the one where...
Oh, no, this one was the second assault.
Yeah. Okay, this is second assault. All right. So, first off, all right. So, let me get this... Let me go ahead and put it in perspective, guys. They had this guy, this poor developer, on stage, and... They were like, all right, cool. We're going to go show some Battlefield 4 stuff. And they're like, all right, cool.
We're going to have a demo. And they got the guy with the controller and the developer standing there ready to explain what's going on.
And there's no game. At all. And this developer is literally, like, hanging himself on stage. He's like, game, anytime. And at one point in time, he's completely, totally silent. And then busts out randomly with, I'm okay.
I know. Oh my god, that poor guy. I gotta give him points. He tried making jokes a couple of times.
Yeah. So.
I mean, if that was me, and at one point he went to go walk off stage, like, okay, so are we just gonna cut this? Are you, and then you could hear someone go, no, we got it, in a minute, you know, we got it, go back up.
Yeah. God, yeah, God bless. So,
Battlefield. Yeah, I hope he gets a bonus.
He'll never go on stage again.
Oh, no. He'll never go on stage, but I hope he gets a bonus for his mortification in life.
I will go ahead and out here and say that, and we'll get into it as the time goes on. There have been more glitches.
Oh, my God.
Mess-ups and stupid shit that has happened this year, E3, than any other year that I've watched.
Oh, my God.
So, that happened.
Next was the roguelike, and I put a cute little game below.
It looked like a little bit of Braid Meet Zelda.
I wrote, it kind of looked like, and it reminded me of the game Fez, and then I think it was Dust, the PS3 exclusive game. Journey. No, it was Journey.
Journey.
Excuse me. I mean, the look and a little bit of the gameplay kind of reminded me of those two games.
Right.
And I wrote down cute little game.
It looked neat. I mean, it was... Yeah. There really wasn't much else to say about it.
It was cute. Now, the next one, I actually did not get the name of.
Okay.
It was the studio Black Tusk was working on it. They're creating a triple A game.
That's because there is no name for that one.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
They showed us, and this is so stupid, they showed us a 5-second teaser of something that they're working on that had literally no point.
The only thing I wrote was, I saw a cityscape, and then I see a guy rappelling down a building, and he kind of jumps in, and I go, is it a spy game?
Right.
Do we need another spy game? I mean, Tom Clancy kind of has that one down.
Well, I would like a little more one with a little bit more espionage, like James Bondy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if they're not going to do that one, then no, we don't need one.
Yeah. Literally, we have no idea what this game is about. All we know is that Black Tusk is working on it, and apparently it's supposed to be a AAA title. That's it. So then the next one, and I think... No, it's not the last one, but... I had a couple of capitalized notes in here for this one. There's a man walking through the desert, and then I go, that hood would have blown off in that wind.
Oh, we're talking about this one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I saw this one too, and I'll set the mood up for this one. This is guys walking through the through the desert.
He's got rags on, and he's got this hood, and you can see the wind catch it. And I did. I had to write that. I go, that wind would have blown that fucking hood off by then, and he's not holding on to it.
Right. So what it's pretty beastly. Now, I'm not exactly sure how this happens, but eventually the ground starts collapsing underneath him.
He stepped on something, and then the ground just kind of
up comes from the sand, this gigantic winged looking type of
mech,
robotic like mech beast thing.
Yeah.
And then it decides that it wants to, does it scream or something happens?
Yeah, it screams. It, okay. Yeah, it screams, and like he looks down and he has a like dog tags in his hand, and then it screams and it blows his hood off.
And lo and behold, it's fucking
Master Chief.
And that's when they cut and say Halo.
And that's all it says. It just says
Halo. Just says Halo.
And I noted right at the end, there was some other little text underneath, but this is where my note comes in. This is not the first time. They kept pulling away from the screen.
Yep.
Before trailers were over. And I'm going, look, people like to put dates in there. They like to put notes. But when you pull away from the screen, I am not at the conference and I do not have like microscopic bug eyes that I can see that far away. I was really pissed about that.
So, by the way, jumping back on something else that we talked about, for those of you who had really, really, really good eyes, go back and watch The Witcher 3 trailer, because there's a hidden message at the end of the trailer.
There is?
So, yes. Go back and watch it.
Shit.
Click, click, click.
I know, right? Click. How'd you know?
I feel as if... Matter of fact, Megan, I can send you a link to the article so you don't have to look through the entire trailer.
Oh, thank you, dear God. Please do that.
Yeah, I'll do that, because if you blink and you'll miss it.
And I probably blinked.
I saw it when it flashed, but I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to, like, remember that. And then I was like, oh, shit, hey, I did remember. Woo!
Balls. No. No. Can you hear that?
I did. But anyway, so Halo. Halo, Halo, Halo.
Oh, crap, I lost my notes.
Halo, I feel like, because they didn't mention anything about it. They just said Halo is going to evolve on the Xbox One. They didn't say it was Halo 5, which is what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but no. They just said Halo.
It only makes sense for it to be Halo 5.
Yeah, and I think they said that was the 2014 release, right?
No, they didn't even give a release date, I don't think.
Something said 2014. Of course, it might have been... They said it was going to be Halo on the Xbox One. It mm-hmm. was going to be at 60 FPS on a console.
Right.
They did mention that they announced Halo Spartan Assault for Windows. I'm not sure if they meant the mobile game or Windows systems like tablets or whatever. And then they mentioned that there's the Halo TV series live action from Steven Spielberg.
Womp womp.
You know, right?
That's how I feel about it.
I wrote down 2014. They said 2014 in there for something.
It wasn't for the Halo trailer. Now that I'm sure of.
It had to have been for Halo, because the next thing is something that I have my notes say bad moves.
What do you have as bad move?
The thing that comes after the announcement they had after Halo.
Oh shit, it had to be after Halo. What was it?
It was, they talked about the Xbox One. That it was going to launch in November.
Oh, okay. All right. I see. So anyway...
Yes, right. So there's gonna be the day one edition for the Xbox One.
Oh my god.
That you can now reserve. And they threw out a price point.
Do you want to tell them or you want me to?
I'm gonna say, I'll say it again when we get to Sony. I said it to my friend. Xbox is feeling the bite that Sony felt when the PS3 came out with the price point. They're launching it at $499.
That is horrible.
And I heard someone said they asked, it was like, you know, an after show, they're like, well, what do you think? And they're like, well, yeah, it's a steep price, but they're like, the hardcore gamers, it's not going to phase them because they're already used to stuff like that. I'm going, well, no, some of the hardcore gamers are going, well, this is a little expensive, and I would, you know, didn't pay that much for the PS3 when it came out.
Okay. Here's how I personally feel, because somebody really, I feel like $500 is a bit much. I think that $500...
I can get a PC with the same specs for less.
Bingo. On top of that...
And that really comes with a webcam.
They're trying to sell out these features, and it's just not...
Mm-mm.
They didn't do enough to show me that this is what I want.
Didn't talk about it. They didn't talk about what it was going to have, what the features were. They didn't address any of the concerns that the people have had.
Right.
That pissed me off right there, that they didn't talk about it.
It felt like they kind of ignored it.
Yes.
Like, hey, we're going to show off these really cool things. And they weren't done showing games. I think there's one more game.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. And they weren't done, but I digress. Let's get to that one game, and then we'll talk about the whole system and the console and all this other stuff.
It was Titanfall.
Titanfall gave me Girlwood.
Tony, you can't have Girlwood.
But I want it, so I shall have it.
Tony, you can make your own wood.
Well, why, thank you. Titanfall is made by Respawn Entertainment. For those of you who don't know, this is a big game that's done by Weston Zampella, the guys who were from Activision's Modern Warfare 2 who got fired.
I did not know that.
That is a huge spiel that went down. Essentially, what happened was Weston Zampella were the guys, the lead developers for Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 2 was the fastest-selling Call of Duty at the time. They were supposed to get bonuses for their game. They never got it. Because Activision fired them before they were able to get it. So there's this huge lawsuit and all this other good stuff. Activision says that they were trying to sell, or they were trying to go to another company, and Weston Zampella says that Activision wasn't giving them their bonuses or the pay and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they, Activision fired them, and they went to make their own thing, Respawn.
Okay.
So Titanfall is essentially this always going, always online, always gigantic clash battle thing. And it looks fucking amazing. The multiplayer was awesome. I don't even know if it has single player, but if it does, fuck it, I don't care.
I think I asked that question too. I wasn't sure if it had single player, but
it looked amazing. They showed a game of domination, quote unquote. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's not what it's called, but well, it's not what it's gonna be called in the game, but whatever. Domination, and they showed the mech warfare, and they showed
that was pretty awesome.
The one of the coolest scenes out of that entire thing was when the guy ejected out of his mech and then landed on another mech and then shot, I guess, one of the compartments on the back of the mech's neck and blew the motherfucker up.
That was cool. Fucking awesome.
I was like, oh my god, Respawn, Microsoft must be giving you a lot of money because I want that on my PS4.
Yeah. And notice how you said PS4.
Law.
We'll get into that later.
We'll get into that later because we're almost done.
Yeah, we just
Well, with Microsoft anyway.
Yeah. With this stupid motherfucking Xbox One.
So they showed all that, and it had a really good storyline, and it looked really good and really deep, and I was really into it. And it just, the whole trailer looked like it was fantastic. And it looked like it can possibly be Halo. Which is huge, because for shooters, they need that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, really weird now, because Respawn Entertainment has Titanfall. And a little bit later, we'll get into what the PlayStation 4 has. But it's weird to see Halo. It's essentially Halo and Call of Duty going at it all over again.
Yeah.
And it's the same guys who revolutionized, you know, first-person shooters. They're trying to do it again. And damn it, it looks so damn cool.
Like, I'm not even a big fan of games like that. But I kind of want to play this game.
Yeah, it was. It's definitely one of those games where it can touch me in all the right places. And then it really just kind of ended the conference.
Yeah, it did. It ended right after that. Titanfall is coming out spring 2014.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not that far from launch. I mean, it's a year one launch.
Yeah.
So,
I think they also said that one was coming out. It was going to come out for the 360 too.
I don't know if they said the 360.
I can't remember now. I mean, there were several games that were going to be for the 360, Xbox One, PC, PS4, or, you know, 360, Xbox One, PS4.
Right.
So, I mean, they're still going to do game releases, new games for the 360. You know, we just have to. It's like what they did with shit. With some other console that I can't remember now. The Wii, I think it was the Wii and the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just have to make your choice of what console you're going to buy it for.
I feel like oh God. sorry. I feel like as of right now, Microsoft, and I'll call a spade a spade. Microsoft did not have a bad conference this year.
No, they didn't.
They stuck to their guns, and
they didn't say what they should have said, but
right. And I mean, well, I'll ask you this. What do you feel like was the high of their conference? What was your favorite part?
Let me go through. I guess I'm going to have to say it's, for me personally, it's a toss-up between The Witcher 3 and Forza Motorsports 5.
Hmm.
But that's just because they brought out the pretty car.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
I would say, I think other than that, if we're going to go by games, by presentation and everything, and what's coolest, Sunset Overdrive.
Yes.
I'm really excited for Sunset Overdrive.
I think, naturally, let's go ahead and get it out of the way. Killer Instinct, period. Game set match. I mean, it's sad that it's been over 12 hours, and I'm still, like, I've watched the trailer for that little small 30-second trailer. I've watched it about a good 20 to 30 times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just, if nothing else, just for the music. But, I mean, for everybody who knows me, that's no surprise. Outside of that, Titanfall was definitely a highlight for me. It looked so much like Lost Planet. It was ridiculous. No Usher on stage was a really big plus.
God, thank yes.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to say that there was no Usher. There was no, like, insane dancing.
There were no performances, period.
Yeah, I was very, very pleased. Microsoft really kind of stuck to their guns, and I feel like they didn't have...
The only thing they had was when they raised the McLaren P1 from the ground.
Right.
But that is a beautiful car.
So what do you feel like was, what was the worst thing you saw at the conference? Like, whether it be game, well, game-wise, what was the worst?
Oh, okay, game-wise.
Game-wise, let's go ahead and narrow it down a little bit. Game-wise, what do you feel like was the worst game at conference?
I think it's, okay, it's going to be a toss-up between that D4.
Right.
Or the game that has no name, that we don't know what the fuck it is from Black Tusk. I'm sorry, if you're going to tease something, you need to give us more information than just a 15-second video. Like, I at least want a working title name. What's the project name? You know? Mm-hmm. I want a genre. Give me a genre. Don't make me guess.
You're like, I am not okay with guessing.
Like, I could be okay with guessing if I knew what the fuck it was from the trailer. I mean, there are other things it could be based on other games that kind of go in that way. You know, it can be different genres. I need to know!
I think my downfalls for this conference. I was not impressed with Rise at all. And it really kind of sucks because that was the only launch title that they announced.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here like, all right, so even if I bought this damn game at you know, or if I bought the damn system at Jump, what would I play? Because I'm not playing Rise. I think it looks atrocious.
Yeah.
And
the fact is that, you know, there's so much potential. And there's a way they could make it not to be like another God of War and set it in Rome. Mm-hmm. So much potential for story. I feel like it's just going to be a really bad, because there's the you know, you make your, you have your team of men or whatever, and I don't know, it's really going to fall short.
Yep. I think I agree with you on D4. I really do. Mm-hmm. And I don't think these were bad announcements, but I think they were both really pointless. Minecraft and Halo. Minecraft didn't need to be. You could have saved that slot for something else. We all know that Minecraft was coming to the 360. You could have easily have just said, "Hey, look, guys, we're going to bring this to Xbox One as well."
Yeah,
been done with it. And then Halo, we all knew a Halo was coming out. Just by releasing that trailer and not making it a 5 and not doing anything else, you kind of just threw everybody else for a loop for no reason.
Yeah.
You didn't even say, if you would have teased a trailer like that and then had the 5 on it, it would have been gold and it would have been one of the pilots of it. But instead, you have this really weird trailer
that just means, says Halo.
Right, that just says Halo.
I swear, they could have had the same trailer and thrown a 5 at the end, and all you do is throw the 5 in and everything could have stayed the same.
Right. And it would have been a great trailer. It would have been a perfect trailer because we all knew Halo 5 was coming.
Yeah.
But instead they decided to be, ooh, mystery, and because of which I feel like that was, it was kind of a pointless. It was really, really important. You could have saved that for next year. You know what I mean?
I feel they really wanted to stick with this mystery kind of theme.
Right. Did you already have to tell us that, you know, it was 60 frames per second? We knew it was going to be like that. So
I would have been more surprised if you come out going, listen, guys, we tried our hardest. We have this big, you know, new console, new next-gen console coming out, but we only managed to get 30 frames per second.
You know what? And this is, and it sounds really bad that I'm about to say this, but you know what? Nintendo didn't do that shit.
I know.
I don't think Nintendo did that shit. They might have done that shit, but I forgave them already.
No, I don't think they would have done that shit. No.
But
if they did, they knew how to do it right.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was an EA conference. I'll leave that alone, because I did see that, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
There's one thing that annoys me, and I'm pretty sure it annoys the people in over in Europe too, when they talked about the price point for the Xbox One.
Yeah, $667 in Europe, isn't it? Or in parts of Europe?
Yeah, that's how much it will be, because the euro and the pound are not the same as the dollar. The euro and the pound are not the same. So when you're charging 499 euros and then you're charging 429 pounds, that is 499 American and 429, that does not make 429 pounds. I actually brought that up. 499 an American would automatically, that would be 320 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So automatically, over in the United Kingdom, or wherever they use British pound sterling, they're getting their price jacked by $180 before taxes.
That's ridiculous.
And then when you do euros, they're getting their price, because that's 500 would be 376 euros. They're getting their price jacked up by 125 at least.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
So that would piss me off. And I've noticed a lot of people do that, and I have heard complaints from people in Europe, rightfully so. You know, it's not going to take that hard, not going to take that much to do that. Like, I just used a converter. It's not going to take that much to do that conversion. Now, I can see raising prices on some things, not online downloads, like from Steam and stuff, but right. Doing conversions, if you have to then take that money where you're taking pounds and, like, through PayPal or whatever, and you get charged a currency rate to switch that over.
Right.
But that does not excuse, for me, I feel that does not excuse the raising of the prices of consoles that much. That is going to be a shit ton of money for people in Europe, and that's a bunch of bullshit.
On top of the fact that, and this is just rumors from what I understand, that the TV portion and the features of it aren't going to be able to be used in Europe.
Oh my god.
So
they're really getting... There go your sales, Xbox One. I don't see this as a very big successful launch. I don't see this as a very big successful console for them.
I think that it's going to be okay.
It's not going to be up to par with what they hope.
The only way that Microsoft is actually able to save themselves, because they should have done it today. They really should have done it today. They really should have addressed and made clear some of these policies that they had so people could be clear. But instead they kind of beat around the bush, and
that hurt them.
It hurt them. It hurt them bad. And it allows everybody to be like, all right, so what the real deal is, and everybody's automatically going to think the worst case scenario, even if it's not it.
Yeah.
And some of these policies that they do have are dumb.
Yeah.
They're dumb policies.
I feel, you know, like I did not watch the pre-conference that they had when they announced the Xbox One. Excuse me. And I'm sure a lot of people didn't, because a lot of people probably didn't know about it. More people know about E3 than they do about when Nintendo or Sony or Microsoft or any of these other people have their private little things that you can usually only watch online or on the consoles. So E3 was their biggest, their best opportunity to address these issues and to make people, that's what they need. They needed to make people want to buy this console. And they didn't. They missed their opportunity, and that's really going to hurt them.
Yep. I think that Microsoft can be, I don't think it's impossible for Microsoft to make it out, but
it's really going to be hard.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult. I was telling a friend today that $500 for the console, which honestly we didn't need to put that at that. They should have matched. Well, they should have put it lower. Cough, cough. They should have put it lower, and then they should have come out a little harder than what they did.
Yeah.
Because it's right now, all it is it's saying, "Hey guys, we have games too. You should play these games."
I'm a superpowered computer with a gamepad.
Yeah, and I mean,
well, guess what? I can hook a gamepad up to my laptop or my Mac.
Show me something that you want. Show me something. Show me a reason to have the thing. I told everybody when the Xbox One got announced, if they ever came out with Killer Instinct 3, that was an automatic buy, period. Because it was rumored for me for like 2 years, and for 2 years, the guys have been dicking me. So I was like, you know what? Whoever can come up with the system first can do it. So I was a mixed joy. I was ecstatic when Killer Instinct 3 got announced. I was like, fuck yeah!
And then they went, guess what? $500, bitch!
And then they were like, Xbox One. And I'm like, no! It's an exclusive.
Yep.
And even though I am such a huge fighting game fan, I'm going to buy it and not have the goddamn system. Because I can't justify what they showed me. I mean, out of everything that we saw there, that was pretty much launch window for the year.
Yeah.
So, out of the games that I want, there's Titanfall.
Which you can get for the PS4.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, actually, no. That is an Xbox One exclusive.
Titanfall?
Titanfall is an Xbox One exclusive.
Really?
That has been confirmed.
I thought I saw that at the... Okay, go on. Never mind.
So, Titanfall is... You're thinking about the other one. You're thinking about the other one. Titanfall's a 360 exclusive.
Okay, go on.
So, Titanfall and Quantum Break. And yeah. Killer Instinct. That's it. And you got to understand that they showed about 15 to 20 games, and those are the only three that really like piqued my interest. Oh yeah, and
Sunset Overdrive.
And I think that was an Xbox One exclusive too.
I think it was.
So that's four. No offense, but I got to see a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
I didn't buy my PS3 until there was like 10 games that I wanted.
I still don't have a PS3, and now I want to get one. I bought a 360 first because there were more games for the 360 that I wanted to play than there were for the PS3.
Well, you should come and join the dark side. We have cookies and Diablo.
Hey, last time I joined the dark side, I got an Android phone. I fucking miss my iPhone. Now I can officially bitch about it because I've tried both.
But you know what? You know, do you ever get your iPhone back?
No, I sold it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Damn it, I didn't say that we were great at the dark side. But honestly, you didn't say that the first couple of days. You're like, oh my god, I love this thing.
Yeah, and that's the first couple of days that was, you know, the haze, the sex haze.
The honeymoon phase?
Exactly. The right. Newlywed phase.
But honestly, Microsoft... they didn't have a bad, like I said, they didn't have a bad press conference. They really didn't. It's just I really wanted to see them hit hard and hit fast. And Quantum Break and Killer Instinct and Titanfall were really like the only things. And honestly, I could probably live without Quantum Break.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, they really didn't come as hard as I wanted them to. Mm-mm. And. I mean, it kind of failed. I didn't hear about a Gears of War, which was great. I'm glad I didn't.
I think they were... I mean, they came up with whatever that last one was where they focused on Baird. I'm not sure. I thought they said they were going to stop for a while after that.
Right. And I'm kind of glad that they did. I'm kind of glad... Well, but I was kind of... wondering if maybe you wouldn't hear about a Gears of War like Tactics or maybe a Gears of War blah.
Because they're not exactly Final Fantasy yet.
Not yet. But you know what? And we'll cover this in another podcast. That they that is blah. That is blah. That is totally, totally blah.
But that's another podcast.
That is for a totally another podcast.
Which I think that wraps up Microsoft.
It does wrap up Microsoft.
So we're going to end the Microsoft one here. Mm-hmm. But you guys should look out, because there's going to be another one. We're going to talk about EA and Ubisoft and Sony, because we're at an hour and 30 minutes.
Good Lord.
I know.
Good Lord.
So, hey, go look for the next E3 podcast. Settled. If you're listening to this new, we'll be coming out soon. If you're listening to it old, it should be right below this one.
Or above.
Or above, I can't remember how it goes.
Yeah, depending on how it goes, we're kind of old like that.
Yeah.
Kind of salty.
Off my lawn, you damn kids.
Actually, before we end this podcast, let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it? And be fair. Be very, very fair.
So you want me to go up?
I mean, give it what you honestly think it was. I mean, if you felt like it was...
I feel like it might have been a 6.5.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'll bump it up. I'll give him a 7.
Okay, because that's what I feel. I feel like it was a pretty 7 conference.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think it was like last year, because last year dragged on. It was boring and horrible.
Yeah.
It was the worst conference, was it?
No.
Did you give it the worst conference last year?
Last year? I don't think so.
I don't remember who had the worst conference. Oh, yeah, it was... I think EA.
I think it was EA.
EA had the worst conference last year.
It's usually a tie between EA and Sony. Not so much this year.
Yeah, but we'll get into that later.
So, check the podcasts!
Yeah, guys, y'all check the check the next podcast, and we'll hit you up soon.
Bye!
Bye!